It is time to bring in Pat Pagano with his 6:48. Morning there, Pat.
Good morning, and how are you?
Good. So I finally figured there were 460-some episodes made of Law & Order. It was on the air for 20 years.
Wow.
An average of 22 to 23 episodes a year. 20 years.
And I do remember doing the weather for Law & Order back then.
That's what you call, that's what you really call longevity. And it's been so long, the cast of characters floated and changed so much, but they kept hiring people that people like to see. Well,
it was a good show, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
good show.
I watched three or four again yesterday.
Yep, and it's good weather forecast.
Yeah, not bad at all, except it's like 14 degrees colder this morning.
Well, what do you want? It's almost October.
I know.
You have to get with it. Sun and clouds will be in the mid-60s today, and partly cloudy tonight, 45 to 50. There may be a scattered shower on Thursday. Scattered shower, and very brief, too. Otherwise, just partly cloudy, 60 to 65. It'll be sunny Friday, mid-60s, and sunny Saturday, mid-60s, clouding up with some rain developing Sunday afternoon. And the highs on Sunday, still in the 60s. Once that unsettled weather moves in on Sunday, could be with us right into next week.
Is that going to be the type of rain like we had yesterday afternoon? We had yesterday afternoon, it clouded up, and we had off and on fairly a steady rain all afternoon.
It could be like that. Yep, it could be. Sunday into Monday and maybe even beyond that. So take advantage of the nice weather while it's here. And again, it's not going to be perfectly sunny today or tomorrow because there'll be cloud cover from time to time, but still very, very nice weather. So it's time for a Pat Pagano story.
Uh-oh.
Yesterday afternoon, folks, I can't wait to hear Marshall's take on this one. Doorbell rings. Answer the door. Gentleman standing there with a mask on. Has a paper. Tells me he is scouting houses for a possible commercial. And my house was one of the houses they were scouting. And he hands me the paper, which explains the whole thing. And if I'm interested, I could respond to one of the numbers or the website or Instagram on the bottom. So I looked it up first, and I see that he is on sites like LinkedIn, Instagram, pictures are on there. So I'm saying to myself, well, sounds legit. So I emailed and said, yeah, we're interested. About a half hour later, a phone call rings, and it's him. His name is Jason. He's not too far away from us looking at other homes. And he said, since we're interested, would I be, agreeable for him to take a couple of pictures inside? And I said, sure, why not? So he took a picture of the kitchen and the dining room and living room and also the garage. He was very, very nice. I asked him a lot of questions. I said, what kind of commercial is this? He said it's a high-tech commercial, very well-known, high-tech client. Can't divulge it yet because they have one of those DNAs until everything is solidified.
Okay.
He said, but they do this once a year. He said, and it takes place outside. And this little girl builds a snowman, and then she doesn't want it to melt all the way down, so she takes it and she puts it in her freezer. But it would require changing of the house to all four seasons outside, from winter to spring to summer and fall. He said, of course, they will tell you if they pick your house, they will tell you what they will pay you. And if you get to keep all the decorations and stuff like that, he said there will be a policeman outside to divert traffic. He said, so that'll be taken care of. He said it'll take a few days to shoot, and they are shooting in October. He said one of the requirements was that the house have a curved walkway. And you may recall that my curved walkway cost me double because the first guy left me high and dry. So he said, so yours was one of the houses, one of the only houses that had a curved walkway. He said, so I thought it was perfect. He said, that's why I took pictures outside as well. He says, the directors will look at the pictures that I have taken. They will decide what they think is best. And if your house comes in, he said, they will call you and they will come back down to look at the house. You should know in a few days. Now, do you think this is a scam?
I don't know. I don't think so. He gave you all the information and stuff like that. Did you check on the company he works for?
He's a scout. He's a talent scout. He works for himself. He's a photographer. And he scouts, you know, he's independent. Anybody who needs him, he works for. And he's got a website on Instagram, and he's got all his pictures on Instagram.
It's, you know, it's nowadays, it's you know, who knows? You know, that's the whole thing nowadays. Who knows whether it's a scam or not? Well, you didn't give him your credit card number or anything like that. Worst comes to worst, he just cased the inside of your house, and you're always there anyway. So, I don't think there was anything wrong with what you did.
I don't think so. I think I may drop by the police station today to inform them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I'll bring a copy of the letter with me, make a copy of the letter, and give it to them, and just let them be informed. They may already know about it. I don't know. You know? But I think it would be a good idea.
Does Shirley get to be in the commercial?
No. No. I said, if they want Shirley in the commercial, that'll be extra. But I do remember two friends of mine out on Long Island. This goes back years ago. They live on the North Shore. They were approached, again, to do a commercial. And it was Pepsi. At Christmas time. So they told them that they would decorate their entire house outside and they would get all the decorations. That would be part of the deal. It would take them about a week. The actors would have to dress in a room of their house of their choice. And they agreed to pay them for the week $30,000.
Wow.
And they did it. So their house was in the Pepsi commercial.
That sounds pretty good. When we started the cable TV station, we have 25-foot ceilings, right? And there was a studio looking to film Gibson guitar commercials. And they came to me, and they wanted to know if they could rent my whole facility out. This was like 12 years ago, right, when I first started. And so I said, what the heck? Yeah, how long do you need it for? We need it for a month. So I said, how about $2,000 a week? Didn't blink. $8,000. $8,000. And they were in the studio from 10 a.m. in the morning till 5 o'clock in the evening.
Not bad, huh?
$8,000. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad. Well, I mean, we shall see. We'll see what happens. I mean, I think the whole thing is on the legit. And I don't even know if they're going to choose our house. You know what I mean? But there's no saying that they would. But, again, I don't think it could hurt by just letting our local police know, you know, that this guy was in the neighborhood and scouting.
Yeah, just in case.
Right.
Just in case you come home one weekend and everything's gone from your house. That's not going to happen. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Did you get his license plate number?
Did I get what number?
His license plate number?
I didn't get his license plate number. It's New York plates as he pulled away. But I do have his telephone number, Instagram, and his email.
What type of car was he driving?
It was a light blue car, a small car. It wasn't fancy, but in perfect condition. I couldn't identify the car.
Well, you never know. Let us know if it's your house because we want to see it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So, I gave him my card, and he thanked me. And, that was it. He played with Shirley for a little while, and then he left. So he was very courteous. And, you know, the only thing, I'm still a little, you know, like I said to him, I said, you're going to be using this refrigerator? He goes, they may not. He goes, they may want to put in their own refrigerator set up here. He goes, do you have a garage? I said, well, we have a refrigerator in the garage. So he goes, do you mind if I look at that? So that's how we got down to the garage to look at the garage.
It could be a scam, but then again, you're all prepared in case it is.
Pretty much. And this is a very safe neighborhood. I mean, I'm surrounded by police. I mean, my next door, across the street, my next door neighbor, he's a New York City policeman, Joe and Danielle, so he's right there. And just a little bit down the block, I have two detectives, husband and wife. And across the street from them, I have a New York City fireman. So it's a very secure area, and real hard to get in and real hard to get out. It's that's why I'm on Circle. My address is Circle, but they told me at one point that that's why there was never too much in the way of robberies in this area, because if they got in here, they weren't able to get out fast enough to get lost.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
And then, you know, this weekend you go back to the reality of filming.
Yeah. Yep. And 3 days this week again. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. The only break is going to come Saturday night when David is hosting a fire pit barbecue.
And you're going to that, right?
It's right across the lake.
Yeah.
You know, on the other side.
Yeah.
Yep. So that'd be a little bit of a break. So that's what we got to do.
All right. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see if your house is going to be a star, and we'll get the continued update on the forecast.
Okay, you got it.
Take care, Pat.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.